I had a sister that lived up here, and I'm from originally from Coatesville, and she said Coatesville was kind of dead, and Lancaster County was more exciting. So I ended up moving up here.
And have you seen Lancaster change since you've been here?
Oh my goodness, yes. We're more and more Hispanic area. The culture of the town, I think, has even changed. And they're doing a lot of building and making things, I guess, to some point better. We have the new convention center, which is exciting, coming to Lancaster. You want more than that?
It doesn't matter how much you want to give us.
And I think Lancaster is exciting. There's always something going on here in Lancaster. You can go downtown, and there's always exciting things happening. You have the wonderful market. Where in Coatesville, where I lived, in the area where I lived, you had to get in a car and drive. We're here, where I live in the city, I'm able to do more things.
What's your occupation? Do you have one, or are you a stay-at-home mother?
I work at a nursing home, restorative, helping residents after they're off of the PT program. Then I try to take them to the next level or keep them at status quo.
And how does Lancaster differ from other cities in Coatesville?
Yeah, me too. It's a little faster pace. You have the buses and the trains that the being able to get around. It's a little bit more accessible for getting around. When I lived in Coatesville, they had the cab, and you waited for the cab. There wasn't very many buses running. I think things are a little faster paced.
Do you think Lancaster's a bigger city? Because I've always heard of Coatesville, and it seems like they make it seem bigger.
Well, the biggest thing going on at that time in Coatesville was Loop and Steel, and that was a foundry. So that's where the most money was made and everybody worked. Where in Lancaster, they had a bigger variety. You have your Armstrong, other big companies like that.
And are you married? Do you have kids?
I have one daughter. She's 27. And December, she should be graduating from Millersville with a master's degree.
Oh, she goes to Millersville? And how did you get into your job? What made you interested in, like, going into nursing?
Most time I like people, and I like to help people, and I like challenges, and doing that type of work is a challenge. Pays the bills.
How long have you been doing nursing?
27 years.
And you love it?
Most days. There's days where I can, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Since you've been in Lancaster, has life been easier or harder to live in?
It depends on when you talk to me.
Today
was a pretty good day, so today life in Lancaster is pretty good.
And who are the main types of people you see struggling in Lancaster County on a daily basis, just in general?
Can you ask the question again?
Who are the main types of people that you see struggling in Lancaster County on a daily basis?
People that are homeless, people that are uneducated and not able to read. They struggle because people can abuse you. If they know that you can't read or you can't count, you can be taken advantage of, and plus you lose out on a lot of things. There's a lot of things you can't do.
Do you find a lot of homeless people in Lancaster, though?
Oh, Lancaster has a wide variety of homeless people. They have the homeless shelter down at Crispus Attucks, and they're talking about closing that, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with those people, they're going to gradually start, when people leave, not taking people in. And I find that's hard.
And the Water Street, Rescue Mission
isn't
the same? Or?
Well, they take in homeless too, but it's a whole different, that's more religious based from what I understand. Where Crispus Attucks was taken in, Annie and everybody. I mean, I just read in the newspaper the other day where there's a woman that is a resident at Conestoga View, and she had been at Crispus Attucks. So, I mean, that had to be devastating. You work all your life, and all of a sudden, paycheck or two away from being homeless.
Some positive
qualities you see in Lancaster County since you've lived here and then today? Diversity. There's a lot of organizations that you can get help from now that there wasn't always. I mean, now there's, like, you have the Lancaster Book Challenge. That wasn't always here. That's been here for 10 years now. And that's an organization that is volunteer, and the people are interested in getting books in young children's hands, giving them new books, some gently used books. I think that's a great thing, because it goes towards educating them.
And then today, how do you see Lancaster's
positive growth? Well, we have a lot of new things. We have the ball thing downtown. We have, they're going in there redoing some of the market, the convention center. That, in the beginning, I didn't particularly care for it. I thought it was just, but now as I get closer to time, I see it providing jobs for people who couldn't find jobs. And hopefully they'll go within the area where it's at to get some of the people employed.
And what are some negative qualities you see about Lancaster County?
A lot of prejudice.
You think so?
Oh, yes. That's a fun one. And not all just race. And there's a lot of stigma. And sometimes I don't think everyone that is doing positive and wonderful things get credit for it. So,
what do you find prejudice towards? Like, is it races, or like what kind of races would you say that have the most problems with each other? Because I think we're more old-fashioned than different cities.
Lancaster County has a church just about every corner. But if you watch when Obama was running for president of the United States, you've seen a lot of racist things. And so it's there, but most time people try to hide it. But at that time, you couldn't hide it because it showed up. I mean, the fact that he had to have extra people standing at the polls to make sure people's votes were put where they should be, so that the same thing wouldn't happen like it did when the Bush got in. So, in that, I think it's different.
Does it make you take like a second look at people?
Sometimes, but I try not to. I try to take each individual for whom they are. But sometimes I, too, myself, end up clumping people together.
Yeah.
If this is...
talk about like your education status, maybe where you went to high school or where you went to nursing school.
I went to high school in Coatesville. I graduated from Cash. Then when I left there, I went to Empire Beauty School here in Lancaster. Got my cosmetology license. And I found people are rude, fixing my hair, and you think they look good, and they're refixing it before they walk out the door, and other little things. Then I went into nursing, and it's been rewarding so far.
Do you do you help a lot of people each day, or what's your specific job in nursing?
Well, when the residents go to physical therapy for a certain amount of time, they get at a plateau, and I try to keep them at that stage and not to lose what they've gained. So walking people, helping them with their lunches, things like that.
Do you find that living in Lancaster is economically easier to live in than other cities or other places? Do you find things, the way of life is easier compared to other places?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I'd say that. Most people, no matter where you live, almost have to have two jobs to survive. I mean, with the price of everything, it's just gotten out of control, I think. And that's wherever you go. When the price of gas was $4 here, it was $4 in Coatesville and wherever else, too, so... walk the streets too much at night. I'm too old for that. But I think with some of the things that they have put in place, it makes it a little safer. They have, I can't think of the name of the organization, who has put cameras up in different areas, and that deters some of the crime. In my neighborhood, am I afraid? No. Because most times, if you don't bother no one else, they don't bother you. So sometimes I think we put a lot of fear where it doesn't really have to be. It not knowing the people that live there, and there's that impression that these particular people's got to be drug addicts or gangbangers or whatever if they're out at a certain time of the day or the night. And that's not always true.
What do you enjoy most about Lancaster
County? I don't know. I enjoy a lot of things. I'll tell you, I enjoy walking through downtown looking at the different architect of the buildings. Would I have enjoyed that 20 years ago? No. But now, I enjoy being able to take a nice, long, leisurely walk and enjoying the downtown.
And do you go to First Fridays?
Sometimes, yes.
Do you think that's better for the city? Do you think it...
I think it brings more people out.
Would you say that's a positive thing?
That's a positive thing, yeah.
That's all I have to say. If you wanted to say anything else...
Now, did I give you enough information that you'll be able to do what you need?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. That was my goal.
Yeah.
To come help you.
Did you have any questions for us?
How long have you been at Millersville?
We're all freshmen.
Oh, freshmen.
Yeah.
And what are you, what classes are you taking? What are you?
Now I'm taking, now I'm taking math. English.
Okay.
I'm taking the intro to FM, the university class, and speech.
Oh, that's good. Nice collection there. And you?
I'm taking English, math, Latino studies, I'm taking university class, and I also have my wellness.
Oh, okay.
I had the same thing she had.
Oh, okay. Now, are you girls from Lancaster?
No. I'm from Lancaster.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. All the Philly girls are in town. Have you always lived down in New Holland?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I used to live in Lancaster City until, like, I was five, and then my parents moved up to New Holland.
Oh, okay. Now, you like it there, because I'm sure that's...
It's very peaceful and
quiet. Yeah.
My neighbors are Amish, so, like...
And you like that, or your parents like that?
I like it. I enjoy it. Once in a while, I like noise and stuff, but most of the time, I like the nice, sweet, peaceful.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I just hope I gave you enough information.
Done?